Human design can feel a whole lot like learning a whole new language because it is, right? You download your chart and you look at all of the words and you're like, this doesn't even sound like something I've ever heard before. Now, if you're already in esoteric circles, you may look at your body graph and think, oh, that looks like something I've seen before. I'm familiar with the chakra system and that kind of looks like the chakra system. And it does kind of follow that same pattern. So I know that you may be walking or driving right now. You probably are walking or driving right now if you're listening to the podcast. But what I would love for you to do is later on, when you have some time and space for it, sit down with this episode and do a re-listen with your own chart so that you can label the pieces, so you can kind of have some dots being connected as you go along. We're going to unpack all of the basic terminology in today's episode.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Hey, so the first thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to have your human design chart in front of you, or at least be a little bit familiar with it. You can download your chart. It's a free thing on my website at vickidixon.com, and I'll link that in the show notes for you. You don't even have to put your email address in for that freebie if you don't want to. If you want to get some education and some videos and PDFs about what that type means to you and what your design specifically means to you, then you do want to pop your email address in. You'll get 5 or 6 emails that walk you through all of the things that make you you. And it's a really good place to start. So download your chart at vickidixon.com and then you can come back to this episode and you'll know what I'm talking about. So today we're going to cover the basic terminology, like human design 101 terminology. It's pretty technical, but it will help you to understand your design a little bit better or your chart a little bit better when you look at it and you can make some sense of it. So there are 5 human design types and your type will be listed on your chart. It will be actually printed out. And these kind of can be weird words sometimes where you think, oh my gosh, what does that mean? So there are generators, manifesting generators, projectors, manifestors, and reflectors. If you are a generator or a manifesting generator, you're going to have a defined sacral center. So that is the second center from the bottom of your chart, and it will be colored in pink for you if you're a generator or a manifesting generator. Generators and manifesting generators make up 70% of the population. And what's important to note about that is that with this defined sacral center, you're the workers and the builders of the planet. You have life force and workforce energy. And it's important to note that we are always conditioning projectors, manifestors, and reflectors with their undefined sacral center. We're all always conditioning each other anyway, right? Our conditioning starts, you know, I've heard people say that our conditioning starts at birth, but it starts way before birth. We are being conditioned to be something that we're not from way before when we are born. So generators and manifesting generators have this defined sacral. Projectors, manifestors, and reflectors do not have a defined sacral. So it's about a 70-30 split. And the big thing with that is that types without a sacral center defined, so projectors, manifestors, and reflectors, they're going to need more rest than other types. And they're often conditioned to believe that they're lazy or that there's something wrong with them because they can't keep going and going and going. Or they do keep going and going and going, and then they burn out because they have pushed through energy that they don't have, that they've been conditioned to have. So that's your type. It will be listed on your human design chart. And if you are a generator type, your sacral will be colored in. If you're a non-sacral type, your sacral will not be colored in. So every type has its own strategy. Generators and manifesting generators are here to respond. That sacral center is an organ. I'm going to call it a center of response. So you're here to respond to things that are already happening. And we are all conditioned to initiate, right? We're all conditioned to make it happen. Just go do it. Push through. You know, if you dream it, you can do it, all of those things, which may be true. But how you're going to do it best as a generator or a manifesting generator is to actually respond to something that's already happening. Projectors wait for the invitation. So projectors, again, they need to be rested, right? And please think of it, if you are a non-sacral being, a projector, manifester, or reflector, it's not that you should be tired all the time. That drives me crazy in human design circles. It's that you should be rested all the time. You are here to be wise about when enough is enough. You're here to be wise about when you've done enough work and you need to take a break. That is where some of your wisdom lies. As a projector, you're an extremely wise guide. But when you're rested, you will be able to accept the right invitations. When you're not rested, the tendency is to just say yes to everything. So as a projector, it's going to feel better for you when you are invited to share your guidance, when you are invited into conversations, when you're invited into the big things in life, relationships, you know, moving houses, careers, things like that. Rather than pushing it, it's really super juicy for you to be invited in. Manifestors are the only type that are here to initiate. So manifestors have an undefined sacral, so that center will be white, and they have a defined throat. And in human design, it is all about getting energy to the throat center. So manifestors have this defined throat that they can just go and do, which is really cool. They get things started, right? Manifestors get the party started. You are here to initiate if you are a manifestor. And there's conditioning around that for you too. It's so interesting how we're all conditioned to be something other than what we are. So many times manifestors feel like they shouldn't start something. It's like they're holding themselves back. It's like they're holding their power back because they've been conditioned to stop going and doing things without asking permission. So if you are a manifestor, you inform people what you're going to do. You inform people what's about to happen. You don't ever ask for permission because that steals your power. Reflectors are beautiful unicorns. Reflectors make up just 1% of the population. They don't have any definition in their chart outside of gates. And we're going to talk about what gates are. Reflectors reflect back the health of their community. So not the world, their own community. It's really important that reflectors be able to sample the auras of the other people that are around them and reflect back the health of that community. An unhealthy reflector is the sign of an unhealthy community, and a healthy reflector is a sign of a healthy community. So again, your type will be listed on your human design chart. So take a look at that. If you download your chart on the website, you can sign up and get a bunch of emails about your type specifically that will walk you through what this all means in your own life. Hey, I just want to interrupt this episode really, really quickly and tell you about a course that's launching in November that you're going to want to know about. So if you're someone who is tired of staring at the blank screen, if you are not getting engagement on your posts, and if your content is not generating dollars in your business, because that's what we want it to be doing, then the Content by Design course is for you. So this is a content course designed to have you creating according to your own unique human design, which is really where the power is, right? You speak in your voice, from your strengths, what you're here to communicate, the message that you're here to speak to the people that you're meant to speak to. It is absolutely magical how we can find your message and fine-tune your message within your human design. And that's what we're going to be doing in the Content by Design course. Now, the cart will be open for 4 days only. It's open from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. You want to get on the wait list. I've linked it in the show notes for you so that you don't miss when that cart opens. We're looking at a killer course for creating content at a beta price that is guaranteed to have you writing content with ease and flow in your business. Jump on the wait list now. Now we'll get back into the episode. So the next thing we're going to talk about is inner authority. And this will also be listed on your chart where it says your type and your profile and all those things. It will say your inner authority, which is kind of weird languaging, right? But what your inner authority is, what I refer to it as, is your decision-making superpower. This is how you make aligned decisions, decisions that are aligned for you without ever having any regret. It's a really big piece of the puzzle to lean into with your human design. So there are 7 different types of authority, and we're going to go through them briefly here. So manifesting generators or generators are the only types that can have sacral authority. And the sacral, remember, acts in response. So the sacral will respond when you're given something to decide on. It will respond with an uh-huh or an uh-uh. It is a motor. And I know, again, that's weird languaging, but it's a motor in the body. So it will respond with an uh-huh or an uh-uh. You'll be drawn to something. It's like a magnet or your inner compass that draws you to something. Whether your authority as a generator type is sacral or not, you will feel this pull towards something or this like, no way, that's not for me. You'll feel that. You may have to wait out another kind of feeling if your authority is different than sacral, but if your authority is sacral, you'll feel that and you know that you can act when you're in response. Emotional authority is really interesting. This is my authority, and I can tell you that it is something else to get used to. So emotional authority, about half of the population has emotional authority, and the thing with emotional authority is that there's no clarity in the now. There's no truth in the now. You have to experience clarity over time. There's a lot of waiting with emotional authority, and you will drive yourself crazy and probably other people crazy as well. It's said that if you can get to about 70% certainty on something with an emotional authority, that's got to be good enough for you. So emotional authority, I'll just tell you what this looks like in my own life, and I'll give you a personal example that just happened yesterday. We have a hotel credit that's about to expire, and we just have been trying to go and use it, and it hasn't worked out. I love to go to a hotel and lock myself in and work for 2 or 3 days. So I thought I would go and do that yesterday. I went for the walk with my dogs, you know, went for a hike with my dogs and came back and, you know, was really kind of poking around for the morning. And I thought, no, I'm going to go and do this. So I packed my bags. I packed, you know, my work bag. I packed my clothes. I packed some food. I packed, you know, all of the things that I would need for the 3 days away. And it was all sitting at the door ready to go. I just wasn't certain. There was just no truth in it. It just was driving me crazy. I changed my clothes 3 times. Like, I just couldn't get comfortable with the decision. And all of a sudden, I walked into my office and I looked out at the front door and my bag sitting there. And I was like, I'm not going. And I unpacked everything and I stayed home. And it's ridiculous. I had a coach once who said to me that living your design is not always convenient, but it's always correct. And that very much is the case with emotional authority. Decisions are going to take time for you. You know, little decisions will take less time. Big decisions, you're going to want to wait it out. So that's emotional authority. And any type but a reflector can have emotional authority. So there's splenic authority. That may be listed on your chart, splenic authority. And splenic authority is lightning fast. It moves so quickly and you can't ask it. So with sacral authority, you can actually say, do I want to do this? Is this right for me? You can ask your sacral yes or no questions. You can't do that with a splenic authority. The spleen speaks once and then it's gone. So you have to get really, really in tune with your body. If this is your authority, you got to get in tune with your intuition. And you have to understand, or I guess the invitation is to understand what it feels like in your body. Do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you just know it? How does that splenic authority speak to you? Then it's gone. You'll know what the right thing is, or you'll know if it's not right for you, and then it's gone. It never speaks again. So the splenic authority is survival. It's your survival instinct, and it's the voice that says, turn left here. That girl needs help. Don't you dare do that. It's going to speak so fast, and you get to be in tune with that. Self-projected authority, self and mental projected authority, both of these are going to need a sounding board. So if one of these is listed on your chart, then you're a projector. If one of these is listed on your chart, but you need to talk your decisions out. You don't know what you're thinking until you hear yourself say it. So you need to have a safe place that is a sounding board for you, not someone who's going to give you advice, someone who will let you process your thoughts and decisions. Now, self-projected authority, in addition to needing a sounding board, also needs to be with the right people. You absolutely have to be with people who you know you can trust with decisions so that you will have access to their, I'm going to call it conditioning for lack of a better word, but so that you'll be able to kind of tap into that like electromagnetic, I'm going to call it that for lack of a better word, system. Ego authority. So projectors can have ego projected authority. Manifestors can have ego authority. And so this is the ego or the will center, the little triangle, the smallest triangle in the body graph on the right hand side that's colored in pink. If this is your authority, it will be colored in pink on most systems. The ego or the will center is all about resources. So with this authority, remember that you're waiting, you're always following your strategy. So if you're a projector and you've been invited in and you've decided that it's right for you, that invitation is right for you, then you're going to check and be sure that you're resourced. Do I have the time for this? Do I have the space for this? Am I at capacity already? Do I have the finances for this? You know, you want to make sure you're resourced. As a manifestor, it's a little bit quicker process because you're not waiting for anything, right? You can initiate. So you're leaning into your ego authority and just being like, are the resources in place for this? Am I rested? Am I well-financed? Do I have what I need to make this happen? Then you can go. So that's what ego authority is. And then the last authority is only for reflectors. It might say on your chart, no inner authority. It probably will say no inner authority. And what that means is that you follow the cycle of the moon. You're going to follow the lunar cycle. So every decision for you is a 28 to 29 and a half day process. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to take that long to decide if you want a burger or fish and chips in a restaurant. But for the big things in life, and you know, this is really not going to be super convenient. This is one of the places where that living your design is not always convenient, but it's always correct is going to come in because we live in such a fast-paced society that wants immediate answers. And, you know, imagine you go to buy a car or imagine you go on an audition for a role or imagine you're looking at a work contract and you have to say, I need 28 days to think about this. And you're going to need to do a fair amount of talking. Over those 28 days, you're going to need to do a fair amount of talking. Why the 28 days? Why the lunar cycle? It's because every one of your gates will be highlighted at some point during that lunar cycle. You'll get to experience yourself differently through each of those 28 days. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, we're going to move on to the centers. So when you look at your human design body graph, you'll see all of these different shapes. There are 9 different shapes. Unless you're a reflector, some of them will be colored in and some of them will be white or not colored in. The centers that are colored in are defined. We call those defined in human design. Centers that are defined are who you are here to be. That's where you have consistent access to energy, the energy of that center all the time. It does not mean you can't be conditioned, okay? So let's not fall into that trap. The centers that are white or not colored in, those are called undefined in human design. And you will have a greater conditioning in those centers, most likely. And also that's where you're here to be wise. It's where you go to school. It's where all of your lessons come in, is in your openness. So 9 centers in the human design body graph. If you are familiar with the chakra system, you're going to look at this and go, oh, that kind of looks like the chakra system. So it follows the same pattern, the head, the ajna, the throat, the heart, the G center, the center for direction, the sacral center, the root center, and then there's a couple of extra centers along the side. So if you go to the show notes, there's a photo there of a human design chart with all of the centers labeled for you. So what you can do is you can take your own chart and set it up there, look at the picture and just label your centers and notice what's defined and what's not. Now, I would love to tell you that you're going to hear all of this once and think, oh gosh, I'm good now. I've got this. It can take years. It can take years to really get onto it. I think since I started studying human design, it was probably 2 to 3 years. And I was like studying it as a science before I really knew my own design, before I could be like, oh yeah, that gate's in Mercury. Oh yeah, that gate's in here. That gate's, you know, wherever. So give yourself space and grace. You're not going to look at your chart once and be like, oh, I got it now. You're going to always be coming back to it. So that's why it can be really important to label your chart. So we're going to go from the top to the bottom. The head center, which obviously is at the top, is one of the pressure centers in the human design body graph. So here you can have a lot of pressure to answer questions. You can be really inspired here. So inspiration, questions, and answers live in the head center. The ajna center, which I know is kind of a weird word, that's the second center down. It's the mind. It's where decision-making lives, certainty, clarity, frameworks, things like that live here. Memorization. The throat center is the next center down. It is the square. It will be either colored in beige if you're defined, or it'll be white if you're open in the throat center. The throat center in human design is all about manifestation. And we don't think of manifestation like we do in maybe more spiritual circles where it's like manifesting the life of your dreams. It's more about action. It's more about actually taking action to make things happen. And of course, communication and your voice lives here in the throat center. The G center is the next center down. It's kind of a diamond shape. If it's defined for you, it will be yellow. Otherwise, it will be white. And this is where identity lives. This is where your sense of self lives. This is where lovability and direction live. The will or the ego center, we talked about that a little bit with authorities. The will or the ego center is the smallest colored in triangle on the right-hand side of your chart. And it is about self-worth. It's about value. It's about needing to prove yourself. It's about resources. Money and resources live in the will center. The sacral center is the second box from the bottom. We talked about that in the beginning of this episode. And it's all about sexuality, life force, workforce energy. It's the most powerful energy in the human design body graph. If you have the center defined, it will be colored in like a pinky color in most systems, and you are a generator type if you have that center defined. The root center is the center at the bottom of your chart. It is another pressure center. So this is where adrenaline pressure lives in the human design body graph. It's often referred to as the business center in human design because a lot of business gets done in this root center. It is where drive, ambition, and again, pressure live. There can be a lot of overwhelm in this center, especially when it's open. Your emotional solar plexus is the triangle to the right at the bottom of your chart. And that is where feelings, creativity, and emotional waves live here. If it's colored in for you, that's your authority. That's your decision-making superpower. Sorry, not sorry. Half of the population has it colored in. And if it's colored in for you, you're going to be someone who has to wait out their decision. That is your superpower. But it's also going to operate in waves. Your emotions will come in waves. If it's undefined or open for you, you'll amplify the emotions of others. And there is an episode on that actually, and we will link it in the show notes for you. The spleen center is the triangle on the left-hand side at the bottom of your chart, and it's all about fear, intuition, and interestingly, the immune system lives here, which is really cool. So if this is defined or colored in for you, I don't want you to think of weak or strong immune system. It's not like that. It's sensitive or solid, I'm going to call it. So with a defined spleen center, you may find that you're not as aware of your immune system and you get really sick before you realize you're sick. And it's like it's gone past the point of no return. Whereas with this center open, the beautiful thing about your immune system is that you feel something coming on and you can often take some sort of natural remedy and boom, you knock it out of you very, very quickly. But also fear and intuition lives in this center. So again, defined centers are where you have access to consistent access to the energy of that center. It's who you are here to be. They're the energy that you hold all the time. Undefined centers or white centers is where your energy is variable based on who you're with, based on what planets are transiting, all of those things. But you're here to be wise about the energies of those centers. So it's not that you don't have it. It's just that you have it in a different way. So again, go to VickiDixon.com, go to the website and download your chart and label your centers so that you know when you're listening to the Unjaded podcast and other human design information, you know what we're talking about. It's just going to make it a lot easier for you. Okay, so we've got a couple more things to go over. One is your profile. So your profile is made up of the number after the decimal on the top two gates on the black numbers and the red numbers on your chart. So you've got two sets of numbers on your chart. The black side is your personality. That's the moment of your birth, where the planets were at the moment of your birth. The red side is your design side. It's about 88 days before birth. And what's really cool about these numbers is that your father, your biological father's soul calls to your soul about 88 days before birth. And these are the placements of the gates about 88 days before. And it's actually in your body. So this is the subconscious side. So you may not feel these energies as much, especially when you're first looking at your human design, but the personality side, the black side, you'll feel a little bit more. So your profile is the number after the decimal point on those four gates. So you're gonna have two numbers. We say the one on the black side first, and then we say the one on the red side. So there's 12 different profiles. So there are 12 different profiles, and your profile is the role that you play in your life. Think of it as the character that you play in the story of your life. It's how you do the things that you do. And remember that the one on the black side, you're going to be a lot more familiar with than the one on the red side. The one on the red side can be like, I'm not sure if I feel that for me. But once you start to play with it, you'll get what that feels like. So in the chart, in the show notes, the person is a 2-4 profile. Now your profile, you don't have to look at the numbers because it will be listed on your chart as well as what your profile is. And if you go to the website, there's tons of freebies on my website. If you go to the website, there is a guide there that shows you what each of the profiles means. So gates, what the heck are gates? There's 64 gates in the human design system. This is not going to be something that you memorize really, really easily. This is the part that you're going to go back to over and over and over again. And you'll hear me refer to gates on the Unjaded podcast, especially when I'm doing little mini readings or taking apart someone's chart. You're going to hear me talk about gates. And it can be a little bit overwhelming, I guess, because you're always thinking, do I have that gate? Do I have that gate? Do I have that gate? And it's going to take some time, you know, to understand the gates that you have. And that's okay. And remember that the gates that you don't have, I'm putting that in air quotes, that you don't have, you have them differently, right? We all have all of the charts. In your openness, again, undefined gates are open for you. So you have access to wisdom in those areas in your design. So it's not ever that you don't have something. It's just that the gates that are defined, they will be colored in your chart. They'll be colored in with a little red or black circle, depending on your software system, but they'll be colored in. Those are the ones that are defined for you. And that is energy that you have access to all the time. And then the ones that are not colored in, that's where you have access to wisdom. They'll be defined for you when you're with other people who have those gates defined or when the planets are transiting those gates for you. So basics that you'd want to know, there are 64 gates in the human design system. And they're taken from the I Ching. They hold more or less the same messages as the I Ching. The I Ching is a beautiful, beautiful book that if you're into this sort of thing, it can be really nice to read the I Ching message along with the gate message. So again, we go back to the design on either side of your chart. There's black numbers on the right side, red numbers on the left side. The black numbers represent your conscious programming, the moment of your birth. Where were those planets? What gates were they highlighting? The red numbers on the left side represent your unconscious programming about 88 days before your birth. Those gates, that's body wisdom that you have. Those gates, the messages of those gates are held within your body. And you can have gates that repeat in your design. So you could have a gate that repeats, oh gosh, I've seen someone who had a gate repeat 6 times in their design. So something that you would want to know about gates that repeat in your design, if you have a gate defined for you more than once, is that that's going to be a major theme in your life. So that's going to be a gate that you want to start to get to know. That might be a good place to start to unpack your design, is with some of those gates that repeat in your design. And then channels. This is the last thing we're going to talk about, is channels. So channels on your chart are going to look like where there is a full line. So you'll see on some of your, on your chart, some of your gates come out and they have like a broken line. It only goes halfway. That's just a gate. It's called a hanging gate. With a channel, it's actually the whole thing, and it joins 2 different defined centers. Okay. So there's 36 channels. There's 64 gates, 36 channels in the human design system. And channels form when 2 gates on either side meet in the middle and join 2 centers. Now, the channels will carry the messages of both of those gates, but they also have another message for you. They form something a little bit different when they come together and form the full channel. They form the basis of the circuitry of your design. And we're not going to go into the circuitry of your design on this episode because it's a lot. But what the circuitry is like the electrical board that never changes. It's how you're actually wired. So that's what the channels are doing. I think that's a good way to say it. The channels are actually wiring your body graph. And so that energy is a little bit different than just looking at the gates. That's a good way for you to remember it. So that was a lot. Human Design Terminology 101. Just give yourself grace. Remember that you have time. You have the whole life, your whole life, to look at this human design thing of yours. And you don't have to learn human design. I think if I could say one thing to you, it's that you don't have to learn human design. If you want to learn human design, by all means, go for it. Especially if you have the 4816 channel, you probably want to learn human design. But your invitation is to actually learn your own design, to get really, really familiar with your own design. You don't need to learn 64 gates. You don't even need to learn your own gates. But if you want to learn things about yourself, just look at your own design, look at your own centers, your own conditioning, okay? And a reading can be a really powerful way to do that. You can look at those on my website as well. There is gold for you on the website. So again, go to vickidixon.com, get started by downloading your chart, listen to this episode again and label your chart. And then if you're the type of person who's like, you know what, I just want it all, you get yourself a reading booked. Otherwise, play around with all of the wealth of freebies on the site and have fun as you start to learn all of the things that your human design means to your own life. Because life is going to kick you around. Stay unjaded.